All right, Galen White joins us. Galen, we just saw him on MLB Network. He was on with Brian Kenny. The book is Singles and Smiles and How Artie Wilson Broke Baseball's Color Barrier. Galen, a pleasure to have you on again. How are you?
Doing fine, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Tell us about the book, Singles and Smiles. It takes a great part of baseball history, the PCL, as well as the New York Giants. And I got to meet Artie Wilson when he was here. He was a former Birmingham Black Baron as well, a teammate of Willie Mays. And the book is just so informative. Tell us how it came about for you.
The publisher, Roman and Littlefield, contacted me about a year ago, and they said that they were doing a series on sports pioneers, and they defined that as not just a great athlete, but someone who impacted sport and society beyond the game itself. Well, I'd interviewed Artie first time back in 1975 and got to know him over the years and planned on writing a chapter about him in a book I was doing on old Coast Leaguers. And Artie's name just came to mind when that request came in, and I thought, well, I have plenty of material for a book. I need to do a little bit more research, but let's give it a go. And so that's how Singles and Smiles came about. It was not necessarily something on a great Negro leaguer, which, of course, Artie was, but really someone who I considered a pioneer.
Tell us about Artie Wilson and what maybe somebody who was not dialed into the Negro Leagues or is not familiar with the desegregation of baseball, tell us about him and how he broke into the majors.
Well, Artie could have easily have been the Jackie Robinson who broke the color barrier, and I say that because there were several Negro League owners who recommended Artie to Branch Rickey as the one to break the barrier. He was the best shortstop in the Negro Leagues at that time. He broke into the Negro Leagues in 1944. He wound up playing 5 years. His career batting average of .376 is the third highest. Monty Irvin, of course, a former great Giant, he referred to Artie as a superstar before the term was invented. So Artie, in 1945, when Branch Rickey had to make that decision, Artie was the better shortstop. But as Artie would tell you, Jackie Robinson was the better choice. Why? Because Jackie had gone to UCLA, he had been in the military, he had mingled more with white people. Artie had played primarily in Birmingham. He played in the Birmingham Industrial League. He played for the Birmingham Black Barons. And while he had some experience with white people, not nearly as much as Jackie.
Boy, Artie Wilson, Galen White is with us. The book is really terrific, Singles and Smiles, How Artie Wilson Broke Baseball's Color Barrier. I talked to Orlando Cepeda about Artie Wilson. And, of course, Artie was played in the winter leagues in Puerto Rico and was a contemporary of Orlando's father. But as soon as I said the name, he made a motion with his hands that he hit the ball. He's a left-handed hitter, that he hit the ball to the left side all the time. That was the kind of hitter. He's sort of a slap hitter, and if he hit 100 balls, 95 of them went to the left side.
He was primarily a singles hitter, and he was the only other player than Ted Williams that they commonly shifted on at that time. Artie, of course, hit it to left field. Ted always went to right. The shift on Artie started in San Francisco. Lefty O'Doul was the manager of the San Francisco Seals, and he was the one who started it. Charlie Dressen was Artie's manager in Oakland at that time. When they got to the majors, when Artie got there in 1951 with the Giants, Charlie was managing the Dodgers. So the one time that Artie got to bat against the Dodgers, guess what? Charlie Dressen pulled the shift on him, made a big deal of it. Moved Carl Ferrello in from right field to play second base and left right field empty. And Artie grounded back to Don Newcomb, the pitcher. So that created that was a big deal in New York. It was also a big deal for Dressen because he loved the one-up, Leo DeRozier. And so Artie was caught in the middle of that little personal battle between those two managers.
So Artie was called up in 1951 as a member of the New York Giants. Didn't play a whole lot with them. They went on, of course, to win the pennant against the Dodgers. But he was then shipped back to the PCL. He spent some time, as you said, out here in Sacramento with the Oakland Oaks. Can you tell us about his time maybe after the short stint in baseball and then playing in the PCL?
Artie led the Giants in spring training and hitting at .480. Leo loved him. He considered him a better shortstop than most teams had in the majors at that time. The problem was the Giants had Alvin Dark at shortstop. Second base was Eddie Stanky. They had a lot of experience in the majors. So Artie was reduced to basically playing as a utility man, going into the game when one of those two got kicked out. The Giants got off to a horrible start in 1951. In fact, Arthur Daly, the sports columnist for the New York Times, said it would take a miracle. And they were looking for a center fielder. Well, Artie had played with a promising center fielder in Birmingham named Willie Mays. Willie broke in the Pro Bowl with the Black Barons in 1948. Artie hit .402 that season for the Black Barons. So Artie was very familiar with Willie. He went to Leo and said, send me down. I want to play every day, and I want to make more money. He made more money in the Coast League with the Oaks.
Wow.
And the other Coast League teams than he did in the majors. So he wound up back in Oakland in 51. He went from there up to Seattle, played 3 years, and finally wound up his Coast League career in Sacramento, where, by the way, they nicknamed him Mr. Hey-Hey.
Very good. Yeah, Artie was the one who was sent down when Willie came up, and Artie said, yeah, Galen really explained it very well. The title, Singles and Smiles. I can understand singles because if he had 200 hits, 190 of them were singles, and he was a tremendous player. But how about smiles? How did that come about?
Well, Artie's recipe for fighting the racial bigotry of that time was to get a single and then smile. And pitchers, fans, anybody who was booing him, how could you combat this winning smile that Artie had? It was not a phony smile. It was a very authentic smile. My favorite story in the book has to do with a Sacramento fan who, in 1949, when Artie came into the league, he was the first black to play for the Oakland Oaks. Artie was just hounded by this fan, called all sorts of names, the N-word and so forth. In 1957, which was Artie's last year in the Coast League, this fan was his biggest booster. In fact, he organized Artie Wilson Appreciation Night there in Sacramento. So that's the impact that Artie had with his singles and his smiles.
Boy, it's a great book, Galen. It's gotten a lot of good reviews. Where does one get it if one wanted to pick it up?
Well, right now, the publisher, Roman and Littlefield, is offering a 30% discount. That means you can buy the book for $24.50 plus $5 shipping. Just email orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at Roman, R-O-W-M-A-N.com, and use the promotional code R-L-F-A-N, E as in dog, F-3-0.
Beautiful. Very good. And of course, we have our bookstore up in Montclair, the Book Tree with David up there. And I know he's going to have the book. I've recommended that he carry it up there. Well, great to have you on. You were pretty good with Brian Kenny. What did you think of that appearance?
Well, it was fun. I started my career, Marty, as a sports writer. I had visions of someday being on the radio as well. And of course, then went into the corporate world. And so it kind of gave me a chance to go back and live a dream I had as a kid. It was fun. I not only was on the set there with him, but later on went into the Jackie Robinson set. And it was a lot of fun working with those guys. Brian is a real pearl.
Yeah, he is. He certainly gets people thinking, I'll tell you that. But Artie Wilson is a great story. I got to meet him here. I've got about a 15-minute interview with him. We've got it in our archives. But a gentleman and really had a special place in baseball history, and you explained it really well. So congratulations, Galen. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'll end with this. Artie was the greatest shortstop nobody heard of, and I hope this book brings him to the attention of more people.
Yeah, it did. It did for me, again, and I appreciate it. So have a good afternoon. Thanks, Galen.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Galen White, Singles and Smiles.